This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, this is The Father's Love
with Lindy Wee
and Bongani Msibi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God.
Who is love?
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in the Father's love for your everyday life.
With Lindy Wee
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired.
Be inspired indeed. What a beautiful Wednesday, beautiful day, blessed day that the Lord our God has made for you and me to rejoice. And we definitely gonna do exactly that. We're gonna rejoice, we're gonna be glad, we're gonna celebrate this day. But yeah, so much that I can say right now. But welcome to the Father's Love Show. It's of course Lindy. We're joined by Bongani as usual on this beautiful Wednesday. Bongs,
who else? Malins, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
Oh, grand, Mtwan.
Sure, Mtwan.
Yeah, we thank God. We always look forward to this glorious day. We always look forward to this blessed Wednesday. You know, where we share the word of God and we say there is a solution to all that you're going through.
And guess what? Awesome.
It is found in the word of God, because nothing was made that was made without the word of God. He was with God in the beginning.
In the beginning.
Let me tell you, he was there. Jesus was there. And the word is the light, and the light is the life of man. That's where we gain our source, because you know what? In him, we move. In him,
we live. We have our being. I like the other version that says, in him we exist.
Come on now.
Come on.
There you have it. She said it. So, child of God, you did yourself a huge and an awesome favor by tuning in to the Father's Love Show on Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. on this beautiful Wednesday, the 13th of April 2022. The time on my clock is 12:03. Thank you so very much for tuning in. And guess what? Today we have Pastor Tafara Butai.
Ooh,
and I trust
wait,
that you saw our posters, you saw our pictures, you saw, you know, updates that we're going to be having. Pastor Tafara Butai of Faith Hill Church in Johannesburg will be sharing the word of God with us today, where we talk about the power of the cross as we're about to celebrate, or we are celebrating, the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, the essence, you know, of our Christianity. I tell you, child of God, you better bring in your Bible, your notebook, and take notes. And don't forget to chat with us, to connect with us on 081-7291-657 on our WhatsApp chat room. Just say Father's Love and send the message. Or else you can watch us live on Facebook on 729 AM Radio Kapse Council or Radio K Pulpit. And send us a comment, send us a shout out, share, like, invite your friends to join in as we talk about the power of the cross with Pastor Tafara Butai of Faith Hill Church in Johannesburg. Don't you change that dial. There's Bongiwa Madela, True Vine. After this, the word of God.
There's no better place that you could ever be at this time of the day. Of course, the Father's Love Show, that's the best place that you could ever find yourself in. Even today, I'm telling you, we're going to have an awesome time. A wonderful time. Please, as Bongani said earlier on, make sure that you are seated, you have your cup of coffee, cappuccino, hot water, whatever that you fancy, because I'm telling you, the wisdom that you're going to receive today from our special guest, I'm telling you, you go from another level to another. I can't even explain it, but I'm so excited. Pastor Tafara, how are you this beautiful afternoon?
I am doing fantastic. I hope you guys can hear me clearly. We just lost power here, but I'm trusting God to be loud and clear. Thanks for having me on the show.
No, yeah, loud and clear. Thank you so much for agreeing to be part of the show for today. And I know I'm not the only one, and I believe that our listeners are ready to receive and drink from the well of wisdom that God has deposited upon you for today.
Praise God. I'm excited.
Amen. You can go ahead, Pastor Tafara, and share what God has deposited.
Oh, thanks to you guys, Pastor Bongani, Pastor Lungi, for giving me this opportunity to share. I mean, this week, as the body of Christ, we get to reflect on what Jesus did for us at the cross.
Amen.
And, you know, we love the cross. I believe it's the most precious emblem for us who are saved.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the freedom that it represents. It represents forgiveness. It represents freedom. It represents victory.
Mm.
It represents redemption. And for us who are born again, and really it represents sweatless victory.
Mm.
Jesus became something on the cross so that we could be set free eternally. And so, man, I'm excited. That's mostly what we're going to be talking about this morning. And I want to quickly look at... Man, I'm torn between several scriptures, but you know, if you look at Isaiah 52 and Isaiah 53, both chapters talk about, you know, what Jesus did for us at the cross.
Amen.
But if you look at Isaiah 52 verse 14, it actually says that while Jesus was at the cross,
mm-hmm.
he was marred beyond recognition. In other mm-hmm. words, when he was hanging at the cross there, his face did not look like a human, neither did his body.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And all of this was not because of the beating and the abuse that he suffered physically, but there were other things that took place as well, spiritually. You know, mm. we know that Galatians 3:13 says he became the curse. He took on the curse so that we, through that, might receive the blessing through faith, the blessing of Abraham. We know that in 2 Corinthians 5:21. He says that he who knew no sin became sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 8:9, it says he became poor. Jesus Christ, through his grace, though he was rich, he became poor. He was naked and thirsty at the cross, which is the extreme expression of poverty. It is when people are naked and they are thirsty. They don't have anything to wear. And they don't have water to drink. They call it the extreme state of poverty. And Jesus suffered that spiritually and physically so that we could become rich both spiritually and physically. He also took on our sickness. You know, Isaiah 53 verse 5, he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him.
Mm-hmm.
And with his stripes we are healed. And so we see all these things happening to Jesus while he's at the cross. And this is why I love the message of the cross so much, because of the divine exchange that took place at the cross. And one of the things that Jesus actually said while he was hanging at the cross, which I believe is the three most powerful words any Christian should come into full revelation of, he said these words in John 19 verse 30. He said, "It is finished." Man, what a loaded statement. He said, "It is finished." And you know, this is in the Greek, this word simply means tetelestai, which means paid in full.
Amen.
And so when Jesus was on the cross, he was saying the debt that hung over our heads had been paid in full. The penalty that was needed for us to obtain freedom and redemption and justice and propitiation you know, all these different things for our sins, Jesus paid. In fact, he didn't pay. He overpaid through his blood.
Mm.
He overpaid. And so we see this word here, tetelestai. It's an interesting word. Now, Hebrews 9:11 says, "By Christ being come a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands. To this I say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and cows, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us." And so, you know, when Jesus said these words, "It is finished," man, it's a statement of victory for us who've received him as our personal Lord and Savior. It's a statement of freedom. It's a statement of power. You know, in those days, the word tetelestai was used in different settings. You know, sometimes they would use that the word tetelestai in the setting of a servant or an employee who has been given an assignment to do, and they would go and perform that assignment, and when they would come back to their boss, they would say these words, tetelestai. Essentially, that's what Jesus was saying to his heavenly Father. He was saying, hey, the mission that you sent me to accomplish on the earth has now been accomplished. And so Jesus was exclaiming to the entire universe and all of the angelic hosts that he had accomplished the work that the Father had asked him to do. Mission accomplished. And also this word, tetelestai, paid in full. Sometimes it would also be used when a priest, you know, would go in and present a sacrificial lamb. And it had to be without any spot or blemish. And so annually, the priest would go into the Holy of Holies and they would pour the blood of that sacrificial, spotless lamb on the mercy seat of the Ark of the Covenant. And the moment the blood of the lamb touched the mercy seat, the people would receive atonement for their sins. And so the priest would, you know, proclaim tetelestai. And essentially, that's what we see when Jesus went into the Holy of Holies in heaven, Hebrews 9:11-12. When his blood went into that holy place once and for all, not annually like the old priest who did it with the animals, once and for all, he said tetelestai, which means paid in full. And so we see here, just looking at these two examples, that really Jesus already paid for our sins, and he accomplished the work that he was supposed to do, and he obtained, you know, redemption for us. He set us free from the, you know, slave market of Satan, and now we have been invited into a relationship with our Heavenly Father. I could go on and look at many other examples of where this word tetelestai would be used. Man, it's just a powerful word when we see this, that Jesus overpaid the debt that was hanging on our head, so that we could come into a full revelation and relationship with our Heavenly Father. In my final one example that I'm going to use, they used to use this word tetelestai to depict a turning point. When one period ended and another period began, they would also put that word, you know, tetelestai. And so, for us, you and I, we transitioned into the new covenant at the cross. At the cross is the turning point of an old inferior covenant into a brand new covenant, which is established of better promises. And that's why it says here in Galatians 3:15, it says, brethren, I speak in the manner of men, though it is not only man's covenant, yet if it is confirmed, no one annuls or adds to it. Now, to Abraham and his seed were promises made. He does not say to seed, there's of many, but to one. And to your seed, who is Christ. And this I say, that the law, which was 430 years later, cannot annul the covenant which was confirmed by God in Christ, that it should make the promise of no effect. But if the inheritance is of the law, it is no longer of the promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. So we see here, through what Jesus did at the cross, that there was a turning there was a change of covenant.
Yeah.
Now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, but covenants change.
Yeah.
And we need to know which covenant we belong to so that we can take full advantage of that covenant. So when Jesus at the cross said, it is finished. Man, that was the end of the old covenant, and now it's the beginning of the new covenant. And that's the new thing God has been doing for the last 2,000 years. He has been on to something new, and that new thing is the new covenant. Amen.
Amen.
And man, that's what I wanted to share with our listeners this morning, as we are coming into Good Friday and Easter. And, you know, it's really a Good Friday. It's not just a tag that they put on it. And it's really a good one, because that's when the debt was paid.
Amen.
That's when we were set free. So it is really a Good Friday. It is the best one out of all. All the other Fridays are great, but this one, man, this one is good, good Friday.
Amen.
And so that's what I wanted to share with our listeners this morning. Praise God.
Yeah. Pastor Tafara, thank you so very much. I'm just going to pretend to be ignorant, because as I'm listening to you right now sharing about what the cross brought for us and what the cross represents, and you know, a lot of questions are just popping in my mind right now as a listener, listening for a listener right now. So that's why I said I'm just going to plead ignorance for a moment, and you know, when we come back from the song, I would like for you to explain to our listener a few questions here. You know, what does this new covenant bring? Because you're talking about the old covenant having ceased to exist when Jesus says now it is finished. But what does this new covenant bring to us? And also, you know, coupled with that as a follow-up question, what benefits can I draw from that new covenant, you know, as a believer or as a person or as a listener? And maybe before you get to that, before you get to this question, maybe to sort of like explain to our listener, to explain to us, what did we owe that Jesus needed to pay? You know, so much that man, he had to suffer the way he suffered. He had to be disfigured the way he was.
Yeah, hey.
Disfigured. He had to be, you know, to hang on the cross naked. And you know, he was naked. I like the fact that you actually exposed the fact that he was naked. He was not wearing that napkin that we grew up, you know, seeing that picture of Jesus being drawn with a napkin, but that he was naked, you know, on the cross. And you know, I like the fact that it was a exemplifying or portraying the fact that he dealt with that extreme state of poverty.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter what you are going through right now. Jesus paid it all on the cross.
Yeah.
But what did we owe, and how did it come about, basically? So the two questions. One question, first question, what did we owe, and how did it come about that we found ourselves owing, you know, to God, that Jesus had to pay for us? And secondly, what does this new covenant bring to us, and what benefit can I draw as Bongani from this particular new covenant? Because we are talking here about the power of the cross. I don't know, Lindiwe, if you want to say something before we get into the song, you know, in a minute.
No, actually, that's the same question that I had in mind. I guess that's God. That if someone is listening at home, is, you know, hearing about this new covenant, but what does this new covenant means to me? What is Pastor Tafara really, really talking about? And how can I partake of this new covenant that I, you know, that I've been brought into when Jesus died on the cross? I guess that's the heart for today.
Amen. So here's Kirk Franklin saying, "Help me believe." After this beautiful song and the ad break, Pastor Tafara is still here. And you know what? You can send us your comment on 081-7291-657. 081-7291-657. Send us your WhatsApp message. Or you can go live and send us a comment on Facebook. We are there. And I look so handsome. Boy, I'm handsome. And anointed at the same time. Yes, Kirk Franklin.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
Yebo, you heard it right. You're listening to the Father's Love show on Cape Pulpit, 729 AM, with Bongani and, of course, the beautiful Lindiwe by my side all the time. I tell you, it's amazing. And we have Pastor T. Tafara Butai all the way from Faith Hill Church in Johannesburg. Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I'm back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, man. Yeah, that was a beautiful song by Kirk Franklin, "Help Me Believe." Pastor, here are the two questions here. You know, we just want to find out as listeners, we just want to find out, you know, what did we owe, and how did it come about that we found ourselves owing, that was Jesus had to suffer like this, man, and be humiliated like that. You know, let me not get into it, because each time I think about that, I just see the love of God.
Amen. Amen. And so, you know, really the story starts in the Garden of Eden, where Adam, you know, disobeyed God, and that literally plunged the whole of humanity into the sin nature. And our God is a just God, and so the issue of the sin, this sin nature had to be dealt with. You know, sometimes when we talk about grace, we sometimes make it seem as if God just kind of swept this thing under the carpet, under the rug, and just kind of dealt with it on a hush-hush and say, okay, now you're free, go your way. No, this thing was dealt with legally and above God, above board. Why? Because our God is a just God. Mm. So the first step had to be to acknowledge that there was a sin issue. That's why scripture says, I think it's a masterpiece of grace in the book of Romans. The first place is Romans 3:23, which says, all have sinned and all have fallen short of the glory of God. Now, when it came to sin, everybody is born in the sin nature. So God had to do something about it. And the Apostle Paul, as he so eloquently and, you know, scholastically explains, there are so many aspects of redemption that he, and you know, salvation that he talks about in the book of Romans and many other, you know, books, and all the other apostles as well bring in all the different aspects. And the first one we talked about was redemption. But before we even look at that, you know, redemption and what it means, the big one is, you know, propitiation.
Yeah.
You know, propitiation of our sin. What does that mean? That means, you know, the foundation of this word, propitiation, is even justice. God had to declare, you know, guilty, first of all, because of what Adam did, and then do something about it.
Come on.
And after God declared us guilty, God took upon himself to pay for that penalty. For, you know, the wages of sin is death. And so someone had to die. In the Old Testament, God, really, his heart was to bless his children. He said, okay, in place of you dying, I'm going to accept a turtle dove. I'm going to accept a lamb because I don't want you to die. But something has to die. But in the fullness of time, you know, God sent his one and only begotten. Now it's one for one. It's a human life for a human life. Now this is an adequate, perfect sacrifice that came and said, you know what? You were guilty. And now I'm coming to pay for the penalty. And Jesus died in our stead. And he had to suffer all the things that were legally instituted because of what Adam did, so that he could literally take the sting out of them. And so by what Jesus did at the cross, he took the sting out of death. You know, on Sunday morning, all over the world, people are going to be preaching, you know, death weighs your sting. Because Jesus took the sting out of death. He took the sting out of the curse. He took the sting out of sickness. He took the sting out of poverty because of what he did on the cross. And it's called propitiation. If you read 1 John 2:2, it says Jesus is the propitiation for our sins. Not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. And so what Jesus paid for the cross is now available to everybody. Now it's our turn to respond. And so you were asking, how can I take advantage of this thing? The way you take advantage of it is by, you know, accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior.
Amen.
You have to, it's a personal decision. You believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ died and that God raised him from the dead on the third day. And when you do that, man, you step into the freedom of this new covenant relationship, which is not based on performance, because Jesus did the performing part. Man, I'm just really summarizing something that I'd need 52 weeks to speak.
I tell you.
So I'm trying hard. I'm trying hard.
Yo, that's so amazing. That's so powerful. I mean, the only thing is that as a believer, I mean, as an unbeliever rather, for me to be able to access the benefits, I just need to accept Jesus. Then I get to, you know, partake of what Jesus has already, you know, achieved or accomplished for me on the cross. But now, I, you know, as you were talking right now, I was just reminded of Philemon or Philemon, depending on which school you went to, chapter 1, verse 6, you know, where Paul is praying for Philemon or Philemon, he says, and I'm praying that you will put into action, I'm reading in the NLT, you'll put into action the generosity that comes from your faith as you understand and experience all the good things that we have in Christ Jesus. Because I believe, why I'm bringing this one in, Pastor Tafara, is that, you know, you find that I'm already a born-again Christian, but it seems like I don't get to benefit on what Jesus has already accomplished for me on the cross. It is as if, you know what, so that the communication of my faith, or the expression of my belief in Christ Jesus, will come as a result as I acknowledge every good thing which is in me in Christ Jesus. That, you know, hallelujah, what, until I can acknowledge what Jesus has accomplished for me on the cross, therefore I will not be able to see the expression of that faith. Hey, yeah, you know, let me just stop there. I'm not the guest speaker today. Hey, Lindy, before I get carried away.
Please allow Pastor Tafara to continue to share, because I'm telling you, I'm sure that our listeners are really grasping or receiving that which he's talking about. I mean, if I was not a believer, I'm definitely, you know, be so excited, so willing to partake of that which Jesus has done. And I love the fact that Pastor Tafara said, you know, just Jesus did the performing, you know, we just need to receive.
Come on.
There's no work that I need to do. There's no work for me. I just need to receive and, you know, appropriate that which Jesus has already done for us on the cross. Isn't that amazing?
Amen. Pastor T, I think, I don't know whether you did manage to watch the fight between NAC Music and Casper Nyovest there. You know, Pastor T?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. I don't know whether you did manage to watch that fight. I did. I tell you, I've been watching boxing almost for as long as I can remember. But one was really a terrifying fight for me. I felt for the guys there on the ring. But I just imagine, you know, the beating that they got there inside the ring, and their significant others after the fight, and having, for NAC Music having won, you know, the battle that day, and probably got the check for it. Somebody had to benefit, but who was not even part of the fight. You know, she was not part of the ring, then she got to benefit. So I'm just trying to add on to what Lindy was saying, picking up from what you said, that Jesus did the performance.
Yeah.
Ours is just to enjoy the benefits of what Jesus has already accomplished.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I think that's power of the cross.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's, you know, right there, what you summarized, the power of the cross, that, you know, Jesus went through it. Not as an example to us of how to live our lives. So there are those who say, you know, Jesus suffered, so you must also suffer. That was not the point.
Yeah.
The point is Jesus suffered so that we don't have to suffer.
Come on.
So it was a divine exchange. It wasn't an example of how to live life.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Amen.
Pastor T, before we can let you go, man, won't you pray for our listener out there? Won't you pray, you know, whoever that is also in the veil of decisions, not knowing what they are supposed to do, and here you are, you're saying Jesus is the solution, so that they may be able to take that strength, take that courage, and be able to say yes to Jesus. You know, whatever that they are going through, they could be believers, not knowing, you know, what Jesus has already accomplished for them. Won't you pray for them to say, may God open their eyes so that they may be able to see, and grant them the courage and the boldness to actually grab that which has already been given to them.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you even for this opportunity to minister to your precious children all over the world through this broadcast. Lord, we just pray right now that you may deposit this word in their hearts, that it not just the words, but it may become revelation in their hearts, a revelation that will bring life
and enlightenment. Lord, we just thank you, Father, that through this message of the cross, through the gospel, which is what it really is, Lord, I pray that you may begin to open their eyes so that they may see really what Jesus did for us at the cross. I just thank you, Father, for those who are in the valley of decision. That is going to be easy by your power and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we just thank you and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Pastor
amen.
T, thank you so very much for your precious time. And we thank God that, you know what, we're not cut off by the load shedding.
Amen. Thank you, guys.
Message.
Thank you so much for having me. What a blessing.
Amen. May God continue to bless you and increase you. May he shine his face towards you as he causes his grace to abound upon your life. God bless you for this.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. That was powerful, Lindy. That was very much awesome, I tell you. I don't know what you want to say before we get to the song.
That was awesome. So awesome. And I love the fact that the last part that Pastor Tafara spoke about, that, you know what, Jesus did not go through all that he went through to be like an example for us, but
to suffer.
He suffered that we don't have to suffer.
Come on.
We don't have to suffer. That one is just, it hit home for me.
Amen.
Again and again.
He bore our sicknesses so that we may not be sick. Here is Thabo Mafuane saying, I am loved.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
Of course, that's where you are right now on the Father's Love Show with myself, Lindiwe, and Bongan. What an awesome, awesome teaching word for Pastor Tafara. I'm telling you, I am transformed. I think I know better about, you know, the power of the cross. Hey, Bongan, of what, you know, Pastor Tafara said, you know, this afternoon. And I love the fact that he said, you know, these are the three most important words that we need to be conscious of or aware of, you know, as we celebrate the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, is that it is finished. He paid in full. And he said, not even paid in full, he overpaid.
He overpaid. Yeah, man. The only thing is that we need to go out there wherever we are traveling, you know, to celebrate the Good Friday, to celebrate Passover. Leave the semantics. Leave the arguments. Hey, it was on which day. We are celebrating his death and his resurrection. That's what is important. There's a weekend where we celebrate the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. We celebrate the finished work of the cross. We celebrate God's, you know, public display of his love towards us. We are the ones that messed up. But because of his love, God came and cleaned up the mess himself. Imagine, we messed up through Adam, but God came through Jesus Christ, you know what, and cleaned up the mess. Because sometimes we feel like as if God got born again in the New Testament. He was this ugly God, you know, in the Old Testament. And then he got born again in the New Testament. No, God has always been good. I mean, we messed up. We're supposed to die. God says, not this one dying. Animals died in our places for our sins to be covered for a year. Something that we needed to pay ourselves. But because of his love, God made sure that me and you are still alive to this day. And guess what? He sent Jesus Christ to come and die for us. You know, die in our place. On a mess that we created.
We were guilty. But he took it upon himself to pay the debt himself.
Himself. You know, and clean up the mess. You know what I mean? God is love, saints. God loves us. And nothing is going to change him from there, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Even if you wish God to be bad, he can't be bad. He is love. He loves you. You know, and I like the fact that Romans chapter 5, you know, says it, you know, in verse 1, that, you know, since we are justified, therefore being justified by faith, you know, we now have peace with God. We have peace with God. And thank you so very much, Kosi. It's a great program. We appreciate you. Kosi is our, you know, stations manager. We love you so very much. Thank you for listening. God bless you. As you be traveling, wherever you're traveling to celebrate Good Friday, be safe and come back. It's a Good Friday. It's like, no, I'll tell you, it's not for us to go out and gallivant and do all sorts of not so good things or go on a bright day or whatever. But guess what? Just continue to. Somebody just said now. Let me just quickly read this one from Tinka. We love you so much, Tinka. I cannot read this one.
This is
our top listener. You know, I think we must give our words in the show. It says, love one another. And she says, I'm a bit late. You are always and dearly loved by God. So robe yourself with virtues of God. Since you have been divinely chosen to be holy, be merciful as you endeavor to understand others and be compassionate, showing kindness toward all. Be gentle and humble and offendable in your patience with others. Tolerate the weakness of those in the family of faith. Wow, this is so awesome. What a way to close it. Thank you so much, Tinka. We love you. Sending love. That's Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. So we love you so very much, Tinka. May God continue to bless you. Enjoy your Good Friday celebration. Let us celebrate the goodness of the Lord. Gilmore Standards is coming at the top of the hour with the news. And after which, you know, Lief Steve. So don't you change that dial. Radio
K-Pop. See you next week, same time, same place.
Lalela. This is your daily companion. Radio K-Pop. Bongani and Lindiwe. Signing out. Goodbye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.